And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of moms with their daughters from Mount Edgecombe Preschool here to talk to us about the upcoming fundraiser. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Thank you.
Would you mind just going around and introducing yourselves?
I'm Becky Frisky.
And who do you have with you? Gracelyn Frisky, and who else we have?
I'm Carrie Helsius.
And who's with you?
Lucia.
Lucia. Well, welcome to Morning Edition today. Coming up on Thursday, you have a pretty big fundraiser happening. It's sort of a brand new approach to what you usually do this time of year, which had been
The Kiddos Love Disco.
The disco. And now this is a little bit different. Becky, would you like to tell us about what's going to be happening Thursday?
Yeah, sure. What we have going on is what we've called the World of Cardboard, our first ever event. It's still the same spaghetti dinner and dessert auction, which has been a great fundraiser for us in the past, with a little different twist. We want people to create whatever they feel led to create out of cardboard and bring it to our event at the Centennial Building on Thursday and showcase their abilities. So we want to see how creative people can be with cardboard.
Mm-hmm. Gracelyn and Lucia, can you tell us what you've been building for the cardboard fundraiser?
A castle.
And then Gracelyn, you've been building a castle? And Lucia, what have you been building? I heard something about a house and maybe something else. That maybe
house, airplane.
A house and an airplane.
House, airplane, and a car.
Wow. So the sky's the limit here on what you could build for the World of Cardboard fundraiser. And so you're asking folks to bring their creations and display them?
Yeah, bring them to be displayed, bring them to be crawled through and experienced by all ages. It can be buildings, it can be little games with balls going through them, it can be anything like that.
And this is going to be a hands-on playing event.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes.
And will people have a chance to create while they're there?
Yes. There will be a time at the beginning. We'll start at 4, and there will be a few supplies and people to assist, but go ahead and bring all the supplies that you want to start making something if you haven't already. So
the time is 4 to 7 on Thursday at Centennial Hall?
Yes, that's correct.
And when is the spaghetti dinner going to happen?
Well, we've kind of left the time from, say, 4 to 4:30, 4 to 5, open for people to create and put the finishing touches on their cardboard. And we'll be ready to eat hopefully around 4:30 or 5 and then get going on with our dessert auction.
And so the dessert auction is the fundraising part of this event.
Yeah, and also I should mention too, the spaghetti dinner is $15 for adults and $5 for children. So that's part of our fundraising there. And yes, then we'll have the dessert auction after that.
Well, what are some of the goodies you'll have up for auction?
Well, we've been pretty fortunate. Carrie and some other board members have been working hard on getting some donations from businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very generous donations from a lot of the businesses around town. We have something yet to be announced from Westmark, a big plate of goodies from the Backdoor Cafe, some pies from the Nugget, more goodies from the Larkspur, Highliner, the Homeport Eatery. Ludwig's has something for us. Allison's Wonderland, run by Allison Bain, she is going to make a cardboard cake. The Bayview is giving us a beautiful cheesecake. We've got a lot of fun desserts donated by community businesses.
How important is this fundraiser to the preschool?
I would say very important. Something that was started years ago by just some parents trying to get together and have fun with their kids with some disco music and dinner. Turned into a good part of our budget. We've realized this dessert auction and spaghetti dinner, we make a good deal of money off of this, and to not do this fundraiser would make a big impact in our budget and, you know, take away from scholarships and supplies for the school, books, things like that. So, yeah, we're hoping it'll be a successful fundraiser. We definitely put the money to good use over at the preschool.
Well, and this year it's going towards something special, isn't it?
Yes, and we definitely need to mention that. Pretty exciting. We got a matching grant from the Rasmussen Foundation to purchase a bus or a van for our preschool. It's a 14-passenger van for our little preschoolers to ride around in to go experience Sitka and get out of the preschool and go explore and see more of what's out there. And we can be a little more spontaneous with getting around town and not have to rely on parents to transport their kids to field trips. And so we're just on the last phase of matching that grant, and we're hoping that this fundraiser will finish that off for us. So that's another reason to come to our event. We'll have the van parked outside the Centennial Building with our new signs just placed on it, too. Yeah, it says Mount Edgecombe Preschool on our white van.
I've heard some talk amongst the preschoolers. They're pretty excited about this new bus. They've already gone on one or two outings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. They've been pretty excited. We are excited about the bus.
So now this fundraiser coming up this Thursday, are you hoping anybody and everybody from the community will attend? It's not just about the preschool, is it?
Yeah, parents are going to be pretty involved, but even if you don't have kids, make something. The high schoolers, we're hoping will do some creative, innovative cardboard construction. It's something for everybody there.
Well, and I'd like to just talk really briefly about Mount Edgecombe Preschool. How long have both your families been involved?
Can I sing now?
Go ahead. My son started a preschool there when he was three. What year was that? Like 2009, I believe. So we've been involved at Mount Edgecombe Preschool since then. And now my daughter is preschool there too, Gracelyn. And both kids have just absolutely loved it. And even the days when there's not preschool, Gracelyn asks if she can still go to preschool. It's just an amazing, fun place.
And registration's coming up?
It is.
Yeah, that's another thing we can mention. If you have preschooler age children at home, we're getting ready to start registering kids for the fall school year. And so if you're interested, you can always call the preschool at 966-2675 or check out the website or Facebook page. The website is managecompreschool.org.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Any closing thoughts?
One thing I do need to do before we are off the air is just mention a few more people have donated to us. Roger Hames and C-Mart have donated towards our food for our spaghetti dinner, and Lakeside as well, and Northern Sales donated bread for our spaghetti dinner, and also Baranoff Realty, they've donated advertising in the newspaper for us. So a lot of support out there, and just really excited about it.
Now?
And one more thing, too, is just it's almost time for our Pansy fundraiser. And if you do come to our event on Thursday, 4 to 7 at the Centennial Building, you'll have a chance to pre-order pansies. They are not in town yet, but it's almost that time of year.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Gracelyn, Lucia, thank you for coming in this morning. You want to say bye?
Hi, thank you.
All righty. Well, we've been speaking with some parents and kids from Mount Edgecombe Preschool. They're having a fundraiser coming up this Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Centennial Hall in Sitka. And it's a cardboard creation, spaghetti dinner, dessert auction fundraiser. You can bring your cardboard creations or you can go there and create yourself, enjoy spaghetti dinner, and then bid on some dessert items.